This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, Ray LaMontagne and Three More Days. Ray is a American singer-songwriter. Very nice riffs there. I'm Sharad.
Is he a friend?
No, Ray? But, you know. No, he's not a friend. He's just a musician. Plays off a list of songs. I'm Melissa. I'm not Melissa Idris. You are Melissa Idris. And also with us, Joyce Goh. And it's just 20 minutes after 6 in the morning. And we'll come back to the subject of Jamal Yunus. He is a man many love to hate, but there are also people who just love to love him. And they exist in a place called Sungai Besar in the state of Selangor. And despite the troubles that he was in, they elected him as divisional chief. And this is, of course, an enduring mystery to many who do not live in that ecosystem. Say, why is it that despite his troubles, he's still much loved?
Yeah, and why is it that, you know, despite him not actually physically being at the... You have to remember, when you know, the UMNO members went to vote for him, he was on the run already. So he was he had evaded police capture. He had a police custody. He had an arrest warrant on his head. He appeared to the delegates via video, which was hopefully anonymous. So he said was, you know, untraceable, according to him. So why was it that he won so many votes? And I'm struggling to understand the appeal, apart from the Sekinchan Ikan Bakar restaurant. What is Jamal Yunus's appeal?
Well, he won by 107 vote majority. That's quite a bit. I mean, 107 people voted more for him. And yeah, coming back to his appeal, I mean, that's a question. But definitely, I think former Selangor Menteri Besar Mohamad Kiritoyo does not see that appeal as well, because he's saying that he's also perplexed at the willingness of UMNO delegates to vote for a fugitive.
So the people I've spoken to who are, some of them are kind of UMNO, grassroots UMNO members, and they say Jamal Yunus's appeal comes from his kind of strong man nature, his antics. So first of all, he's aspirational because he built himself up, right? He came from very poor, humble beginnings, and he started with like Ramly Burger stands and then went on to open more and more restaurants, and then became infamous when he was the one who did that demonstration in front of Ambiga's house just before Bersih 2. And he was, you know, in a time where UMNO was full of platitudes and moderate leaders, Jamal Yunus was seen to be someone who took a radical stance, who was saying things like the Donald Trump of America during, you know, the end of Obama's administration.
Yeah, and maybe what also underscores that, I mean, is a patronage system that, you know, UMNO had become quite famous for, which, you know, which largely consists of giving out gifts and, you know, and lubricating relationships through those kinds of means. In fact, if you remember in the run-up to GE14, there was that rather famous concert in which, you know, one of the residents of Sekinchan won $10,000. Remember?
The
cash prize. And then there was this question of, you know, would you support Barisan Nasional and so on and so forth. So money, opportunities for work, and you think about development aid and how it's channeled through, you know, party mechanisms and also, you know, state mechanisms. All that creates these bonds of loyalty. So even when somebody is apparently... you know, tainted, you know, by allegations of, you know, criminality, whatever, those bonds are very strong. And, you know, and we know from all kinds of instances that these bonds of loyalty, you know, outlast some of the pressures, that external pressures that might be around them.
Yeah, but it was the fact that he was on the run from the cops.
Yeah.
And obviously that still didn't stop him from from winning this. And he's saying that, you know, it's a win for him, because he's saying that it defends his dignity as a fighter from what he has been doing all this while. So you can see that people still like that. I mean, there are people out there who like that. But
the question is this, right? So if you had a friend and that friend was charged or, you know, under investigation by the police, would you just stop being friends with them? You wouldn't, right?
I mean, not a friend thing, though. This is about voting for your leader.
Well, this is it, right? So are those relationships similar in nature? essentially they're axiomatic, they're very foundational. And, you know, once you establish this bond, it doesn't go away that easily. It doesn't necessarily go away just because that person is in trouble.
I mean, I see your point, Sharad, but this man has been, you know, quite infamous for... You remember, so not just the demonstration in front of Ambiga's house, there's the Selangor water issue where he did the towel dance in front of the, was it Selangor Secretariat building?
Yeah, but he's not a serial killer, right?
No,
so,
but
so, you know, so people it, might say, well,
but it crosses
okay,
the line. You know,
well,
when he started to burn the effigy of Zaid Ibrahim, that crossed the line for me because, you know, it's progressively getting more and more serious, I would say.
But so, you're not a friend of his. So I'm saying for those who already had a pre-existing relationship to him, and you outlined his history very well, so people might feel a sense of, you know, pride in a local boy doing good. All that, okay. And then they have these little antics. I mean, yeah, you know, they might feel like he's still
stop,
a good boy.
I would stop sense. Being friends with you if you, you know, danced in your towel somewhere public and burned somebody's effigy. I would stop being friends with you, Sharad.
Okay, so don't look at my Facebook feed because you might find reasons to stop friending me. See, maybe then you'd be a fair-weather friend. You
I
see?
Am
but,
a fair-weather friend.
Friends aside, this is a leader, though. You're voting in someone that you want to lead you. It's different as opposed to being a friend.
Well, I don't know. I mean, some religious traditions, even gods become like friends.
I
you
mean,
know,
a boss can be your friend. It's but this is
sure, and then he could give you a lower salary because of that friendship. He could. I mean, that's exactly what bosses do. We're coming up to the first bulletin of the morning, and we have Billy Joel. It's still rock and roll to me. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.